Morning Watch. The intrinsic significance of the Book of Judges and the apostasy of Israel in the worshiping of God. Week 6. Tuesday. Related verses. Judges 2, verse 1. Then the angel of Jehovah went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I caused you to go up out from Egypt, and I brought you into the land that I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Exodus 3, verse 2. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a thorn bush. And when he looked, there was the thorn bush burning with fire, but the thorn bush was not consumed. Acts 7, verses 30 to 32. And when 40 years had been fulfilled, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in the flame of a thorn bush fire. And when Moses saw it, he marveled at the vision. And as he approached to examine it, there came the voice of the Lord. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not examine it. John 8, verse 42. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came forth out from God and have come from him, for I have not come of myself, but he sent me. John 10, verses 28 to 30. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall by no means perish forever, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Zechariah 2, verses 8 and 9. For thus says Jehovah of hosts, After the glory he has sent me against the nations who plunder you, for he who touches you touches the pupil of his eye. For I am now waving my hand over them, and they will be plunder for those who served them, and you will know that Jehovah of hosts has sent me. Related reading. At Mount Sinai, God entered into a marriage union with Israel and wanted her to remain in the most intimate contact with him in this marvelous marriage union. But Israel rejected God as her husband and as her king, and went about as harlots after other gods and worshipped them. In dealing with this situation, the king became a servant, as the angel of Jehovah, to admonish the children of Israel. The angel of Jehovah is spoken of throughout the Old Testament, from Exodus 3 through Zechariah 3. The angel of Jehovah is also mentioned in Judges 2 and 6. The word angel is capitalized in these instances because this angel is a particular angel. The angel of Jehovah is just God himself in his divine trinity, serving his elect as a servant. When Moses was being called by God to lead Israel out of Egypt, the calling Jehovah became the angel of Jehovah. In Exodus 3, the names Jehovah and the angel of Jehovah are used interchangeably. The embodiment of the triune God is Christ, and Christ is the angel of Jehovah, who took care of Israel as the acting Jehovah in the Old Testament. Christ is the acting God, not a silent, passive God. For Christ to be the angel of Jehovah means that God has appointed and commissioned himself in his divine trinity to act in caring for his people. Because Israel did not act as a proper wife, the very Jehovah who was the husband, the head, and the king of Israel became a servant to his wife. This means that he did not come to her as a husband, head, or king, but came to her as the angel of Jehovah who was sent by Jehovah. Since Israel did not consider Jehovah as the head, he became a servant to serve her. His admonition in Judges 2 was the admonition of a servant. With respect to Christ as the angel of Jehovah, Let us review what is revealed concerning Christ in the four Gospels. In the Gospel of Matthew, Christ is presented as the king, and in the Gospel of Mark, the king is presented as a slave. The king's savior thus became a slave savior. In the Gospel of Luke, the slave savior is presented as a man savior in his human virtues with the divine attributes. However, he is more than just a man. He is also God. Therefore, in the Gospel of John, he is presented as God. He is the eternal God who became flesh. Our Savior, therefore, is a God-man, who is both a king and a slave. This is the intrinsic significance of the four Gospels. Our God wants to save us and be our king, and we need to acknowledge him as our head and king. In order to save us, however, the king had to become a servant and a slave. As a slave, he is both God and man. He is a man, but his substance, his very essence, is God. In his divinity, God is our king and head. Because our situation was so poor, the king had to become a servant to serve us. The servant sent by God in Judges 2 was actually Jehovah himself. In his acting situation, he did not come to rebuke or command. Rather, he came to admonish and to take care of Israel. This is the significance of the angel of Jehovah in Judges 2. In 2 verses 1 through 5, we have the admonition of the angel of Jehovah, who, as we have seen, is Christ, as the acting Jehovah in the Old Testament, taking care of Israel.